Anyway, I'm going to tell you now about the nano radio. I think this story is so cool. Because never mind the nano iPod, a team of researchers at the University of California at Berkeley have built a working radio made from a single carbon nanotube. I mean, that's a pretty small thing to take jogging. But you fix the tube between two electrodes and it can fulfil all the functions of a radio. It acts as an antenna, a tuner, an amplifier and a demodulator. That's the bit of a radio that kind of decodes the radio signals. And the team showed that their nano radio could tune into a radio signal that they generated in the room and play it back through a speaker. And rather cheesily, the first song that they broadcast on nano radio was Layla by Derek and the Dominoes, but then they followed it by Good Vibrations from the Beach Boys.
How do you tune it in?
Well, it works. You have the nanotube fixed between two electrodes. When a radio wave passes across it, it causes a change in the electrons that stream through the tube and it causes the tube to vibrate. And this acts as the radio. It decodes the signal, transmits the information. If you lengthen or shorten the tube, you can control the frequency that it'll respond to because obviously it's got a different resonant length. And using this technique, the researchers, they could make it work across the frequencies that you use for commercial radio stations.
That's all very nice, but most people have got bigger ears than that.
Yes.
So why is this useful?
And it's not just a gimmick. And one of the great ideas is that you could actually use it to radio control nano-sized devices. So if we get to the point where we can have sort of nanobots in your bloodstream doing jobs, you know, clearing out your arteries or something, you could have radio control for these things at a distance. So that would be a really nice idea.
I look forward to seeing that emerge, hopefully not too long into the future.